The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning, I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And this week we're talking about sleep. It's a big deal for all of us, and these days technology is playing more of a role in how we evaluate our sleep. There are several different smartphone apps that can help you figure out just how well you sleep.
But if you use a sleep app, you've got to be careful not to put your phone under your pillow. Gwen told me she was doing that with her phone, and I had to scold her about it because that's dangerous. Phones get hot, and one teenager actually set her bed on fire because her phone caught on fire under her pillow.
Yes, I promise not to do that anymore.
Thank you.
But I do love my sleep app because it tells me not only how long I sleep, but also what percentage of the night I spend in deep sleep versus REM or light sleep. And when I wake up, it tells me how high my sleep quality was.
And because these apps can detect when you're in light sleep, it can wake you up with the alarm during a light sleep period instead of deep sleep, so it's easier to wake up.
And I don't know if other people do this, but tracking my sleep stats makes me want to do better. If I get like a 60% sleep quality percentage one morning, I say, oh, I can beat that. And it'll make me want to get to sleep earlier the next night.
A little sleep competition with yourself.
Yes.
Speaking of apps, check out the Motherlode app in the App Store and the Google Play Store. It will connect you to tons of local parenting info, so just search the App Store for NWAMotherlode.com.
Where moms click.